Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Coco Noir, and I'm your lovely host, Coco. Thanks for joining us this and every Saturday at 12 p.m. We're available on multiple platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Amazon Music. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Coco Noir Podcast to stay updated and connect with Coco. All right, y'all, let's get into this episode. Okay, guys, so in this episode, we'll be talking about abusive relationships. I did my research, and according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the U.S. During 1 year, that equates to more than 10 million men and women. So a lot of people are going through abusive relationships, whether emotionally, mentally, physically, or verbally. And I feel this is an important topic. So I have Miss K and Kez with me here again, and we're going to talk about abusive relationships. Okay, so Miss K, you can start off by introducing yourself. Just tell them hey and tell them what's up.
Hey, this is Miss K. I'm feeling fine. That's what's up. Let's get into it.
And Keds?
Hey, I'm Keds, and I'm ready to get into this topic.
Awesome. So first and foremost, I want to know if you guys have any experience with abusive relationships.
Well, to be honest, I have had my fair share of verbally, emotionally, and physical abuse. Yes.
And, Kez, do you have any?
Of course. Sure.
Yeah. So, Miss K just touched on the next question, which was what kinds of abuse, you know, are classify as abuse? Like, you know, do you go through mental, emotional, physical, verbal? So Miss K said she did what?
Emotionally, physically, and verbally.
Okay, and Keds?
For me, it's just emotionally.
All right, so out of the three, emotional, physical, verbal, which one do you guys think is the worst one?
Physical.
Well, I feel that all three of them are bad, but for some reasons, some people think that physical abuse is worse. However, I think all three of them have negative effects on a person.
That's true, but I feel like, for me personally, I'm going to say, if you go through physical abuse, you basically also go through emotional abuse. And mental and verbal, because he's probably not, or let me not say he, the person, the abuser is probably not just going to hit you and be silent. He's probably hitting you, or they are probably hitting you and calling you names and stuff like that, because.
And you probably have to go through verbal and emotional before it gets to physical.
Exactly.
Not necessarily. People can experience physical abuse without verbal abuse. Mm.
Oh.
Never seen that.
Yeah, but do you have any experience? Like, you go through physical abuse without going through verbal abuse? Because, honestly, for me, that's kind of hard to picture.
Why? It's not hard to picture somebody just coming and hitting you without saying anything to you. That's physical abuse.
Any, yeah, that there is, wasn't any verbal abuse before.
Yeah, so the person just come up and just start beating you up?
Yes.
Without saying anything before?
Yes.
No arguments, no nothing?
Yes, that happens to people.
Oh.
You may be in a relationship where your spouse may feel entitled and that it is okay. And then if you do something that they don't like, they don't say anything, they just hit you.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, and so it's just like a discipline thing then.
Exactly.
That's new.
No, but it's
physical abuse.
I've heard that physical abuse and discipline, like people say, I've heard this a lot say, some people say, I hear this from women especially saying, oh, if he hits me because he loves me. And I think they say that because they are equating the hitting to being disciplined.
They are being stupid. No man should be disciplining you. He's not your father. Why would he be disciplining you? You're not his child.
Because he's the head of the household.
No. God said the man is the head of the household, not to discipline the woman, but to love, protect, and honor her, not to discipline her.
Right. That is true, but I'm just trying to bring the point of view of the woman who go through this and they're like, oh yeah, he hits me because he loves me. And some women, I hear they kind of like jeer the man to, you know, to hit him, like say they know that he doesn't like if they do something, and they will do it and do it over and over again so that he gets mad and hit them. And if he doesn't hit them, they feel some type of way.
Yeah, they are crazy. They feel that the
man don't love them then.
Yes. And if you try, like say you see they're getting abused, physically abused, and say you call the police, they will be mad at you.
I think those people are sick. There's something wrong mentally.
You know, I think it's because I'm going to talk from, so I know a lot of black women. So, you know, in a black household, you grow up, you get beat as a child, and, you know, you equate being beat to being disciplined. So it goes back to what I was saying earlier, where these women are thinking, you know, he's disciplining me and he's doing that because he loves
me. It's not the same thing. Growing up as a child, you are a child and your parent or parents are disciplining you. Living with a man does not give him the right to discipline you because he's not your parent. It's two different situations.
Right.
Yes, you're very passionate.
Yes, I am very passionate.
All right, so what are the signs of, you know, abuse? Like, obviously physical abuse, he's hitting you, but like things can be more subtle, like say emotional abuse, that's a little more subtle. And verbal abuse, it can be verbal abuse, but you know, it's not like very plain. So like, what are the signs that, you know, somebody's gonna emotionally or mentally or physically or verbally abuse you?
Things they say, like in a conversation,
like
the
what?
Words they use.
Like what?
Like, for verbal abuse, the things they say, calling you out of your name.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, slut, hoe.
Right.
Those stuff are being verbally abusive.
All right. And then, what about emotionally abuse? What? Because I think emotional abuse is the one that a lot of people can't identify.
It's very subtle.
Yes.
Very subtle. People may try to control you in saying such things like, you don't love me. They may even put it back on you and saying, you don't love me. You're not giving me the attention that I need. Like,
or if you love me, you would do this.
Yeah, if you love me, you would do this or you would do that. Stuff like that.
Or saying things to control you. Like you should be, here at this time to talk to me at this time.
And I want to say, I don't think it's only romantic relationships that you can be emotionally abusing, because I had a friend, and this friend would be like, you don't spend any time with me. You don't text me. You don't call me. You know, if we were true friends, like if you were my real friend, you'd do this for me and stuff like that. Like, is that emotional abuse?
Yes, and trying to control you.
Yeah, because
if this person is your friend, it doesn't matter how long you have not spoken to this person. You should click the minute you talk. And you don't have to talk to somebody every single day for them to be your friends.
Right.
I used to think, like, the friendship was kind of new. You know, we were like 2 or 3 months in to the friendship. And what happened was, you know, so friend, like, little sub-friend groups were forming in the big friend group, right? So the person was like, you know, if you were my real friend, you'd, you know, be in my room, you know, you'd visit more and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought that, you know, oh, you know, she's just trying, they're just trying to spend more time with me. But then when I explained it to somebody else and they were like, that's them trying to control you. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see it as that.
Well, that's how emotional abuse goes. It's very subtle. And you may never even realize
it. Identify it, yes.
So, guys, I was emotionally abused is what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's what you're hearing. And that's not a friend.
Yeah, we're no longer friends, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, surprise. No surprises there.
No, I'm laughing a lot, but none of this is funny. All right, so what implications does abusive relationships have? Like, obviously, for physically, you know, physical abuse, you know, you can get dead, you know, if they take it too far, you might possibly die, you know, ruptured organs, broken ribs, swollen face, black and blue eye. But aside from that, what kind of implications can it have?
For verbal abuse? It can make you feel less of yourself.
That low self-esteem?
Yes, plays with your self-esteem.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, if someone is telling you, oh, you're worthless, you're a bitch, you're a slut, and you're hearing this every single day, obviously at some point, you're going to start to believe it.
Right.
Not necessarily, because I have experienced verbal abuse where people try to tell me that, oh, you're a bitch, you're a dog, you're a slut, you don't smell good, stuff like that. And I know that none of this was true. So I did not own it. I did not take it on because I know this was not about me.
That's true, but not everyone has that level of confidence and self-assurance. Because some people already have a low self-esteem and then they get into a relationship.
Will make it worse.
Exactly.
And that is why before you go into a relationship, you should try to develop yourself emotionally so that you will be able to respond to the person that's in this relationship with you. I know that it's not possible at all times, and I too was in relationships before I was emotionally prepared and ready for them, but this is the reason why people should try as best as possible to be emotionally prepared before you enter into a relationship with somebody else.
That is words of advice right
not
there.
Many people think about those things before getting in a relationship.
Yeah, because people just want to, they think that, you know, once I fall in love, everything is going to align. And, you know, this person, that this is like one thing, you know, once you fall in love, the person is going to help you to change and help you to become a better person.
Well, there are always some signs that something is not right. And people should look out for these signs. Don't fall in love the very first day. And you're
some
head
of those
over
signs
heels.
You won't be able to see them until you fell in love.
No, but you know that the saying say love is blind, so sometimes you see the signs, and because you want the relationship and you want the love and all these things, you don't pay attention.
Well, I can identify with that. Because if I was sensible at all, I would not have gotten married.
I can't bother. I'm tired. No, all right. So, aside from that, the low self-esteem and stuff. Some people, like, back to the thing about, some people get into a relationship to, like, you know, basically feed off of the person and steal their energy and say, oh, this person is going to make me a better person, blah, blah, blah.
You mean
is
being a parasite?
Yes, exactly. Is that a form of emotional abuse?
Of course. I feel like if you're in a relationship, it should be a symbiotic relationship and not a parasitic one.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. So, how does being in an abusive relationship affect different parts of your life, like your work life, your social life, stuff like
that? Well, I can remember one time I took time off from work to stay home to cry.
So the abuse you were experiencing was just that bad? You just took time off just to cry?
Yes! And it wasn't physical abuse.
You just stay home and cried the whole day?
I stayed home and I cried. I didn't want to go outside. I stayed in my room, black curtains, no lights on.
Did you
stayed in bed?
Did you put on love songs?
No.
So you just cry just like
yes.
I would have to put on some type of, you know, the sad love song. Unbreak my heart.
For what? That makes the cry. Situation worse.
Exactly. So I get all the crying out. Is that
no,
cry session?
No, she's going through a lot, so that only will make her cry. She don't need any emotional songs.
She have enough tear ducts, you know. She have enough cry. All right, so how else can it affect you? Like your social life.
Yes, same. You're locked away from people. You don't want to socialize with people.
Do you guys think it can, like, make you fall, like, into depression?
Maybe. Yes. If you let it, you better dust yourself off and get up quick.
So you, no, but you sound like you was on the brink. Because if you're staying home, windows locked just to cry, that sound like you were on the brink.
That's what I'm saying. You better get up quick and dust off fast.
So she got up the next day.
Did you go to work the next day?
I stayed home for like 3 or 4 days.
What?
3 or 4 days?
Yes. And crying all 3-4 days?
Yeah.
No, you were going through some tough things.
It's more than what I thought.
All right, so what can you do while in an abusive relationship? Like, so you identify, this is an abusive relationship and I want to get out.
Run!
What are the steps that you can take? You can't, because a lot of people can't just leave.
Right, it's not that easy.
What?
Exactly.
Especially
it's not
if
that
it's
easy.
Just something like an emotional abuse, then.
Yeah, because some people think that emotional abuse is not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
But emotional abuse will eventually turn into verbal abuse and maybe even physical abuse. So don't say, oh, well, it's just some little emotional things. And some people may push it under the rug and say, well, I'll get over it.
Or am I just being too sensitive?
Right. And or I'm being too dramatic.
Or making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. But don't look at it like that. Rather look, well, you can talk to people. Because you should always give somebody a fair chance to redeem themselves, talk to them, and let them know, when you say this, that, and that, it affects me in this way, in a negative way. So I'm asking you please to stop. And then if it doesn't stop, my advice is to move on.
Just like that.
But it's not that easy.
It's right. Not that easy. Listen, let me tell you, for years and years and years and years, people say, Miss K, why don't you move on? I don't understand the why. I don't know why I didn't move on. I am a young, educated woman.
Sexy.
I am strong. I don't think I have low self-esteem. I am out there. I'm the type that says, get up, dress up, and show up. And I stayed in this relationship for years. Why didn't I move on?
Do you think it's because he was going to change at some point?
She was hoping for him to change.
I don't think I was hoping.
Why not? Then why
did
you
give up hope at some point?
Yes.
And you still stayed?
Listen, I am of a Christian background. I used to pray at one point and ask God to change my husband and ask God to make my marriage work. And I remember at one point I wasn't praying anymore. I stopped praying for him. I stopped praying for the marriage to work because I said it makes no sense. But I was still staying there.
So then what made you finally leave?
My cup was just full. It was just too much. After years of trying with this one person, we changed our environment. And after we changed our environment and we moved to a new place, then you come back with the same attitude and you start seeking females online, going out on the street and seeing somebody that your eye catches, and you say, oh my God, that woman looks so good. It's something totally different from you going online and setting up a dating profile and telling people that you're single and ready to mingle when you are very much married with children.
No. Right. Okay, so that was your breaking point. There are some people who it seems like they don't have no breaking points because they know everything that, you know, their partner is doing. They are being emotionally, physically, mentally, verbally abused, but they're still staying. So what do you guys have to say to those people?
Listen, let me tell you, it's very, very, very hard, especially when you are from
with the person for a long period of time, over years.
That too. And I don't want to say that you are from a ghetto mentality sort of thing, because you have women who know that this man have two or three women and they are of the mentality. I don't remember if it was Buju Banton that sung this song and says, I love my car, my bike, my money and thing, but most of all, I love my browning. That's one of the songs. And then there is another one that talks about, you are the wife. Wife, me are the wife. So it doesn't matter how much woman that the man had outside. That,
as long as you're the wife.
As long as I am the wife and I am wearing the ring, I am getting everything. These are the words of the song. I'm the wife. Me, I wear the ring. As long as I am getting the ring, I am getting the money. I am getting everything was the delusion that they have. Because if you have three or four women outside, you must be giving these women something.
True.
Exactly.
So the consensus is once you are the wife, you will sit down in the abuse.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm the wife and
once
everybody
you're still
knows
getting the money, once yeah, he's coming home to you.
Everybody knows that I'm Mrs. So and so. Oh, right. Girl. Oh, my God.
Everybody knows
I was Mrs. K. And nobody could take that from me.
But oh, are you God. Still Mrs. K?
Of course. I'll always be the one and only original, authentic Mrs. K.
Okay, Miss K. You're Miss K. No, I'm just saying. Anyways, Kez, do you have anything that you like to say to those people who are sitting in those abusive relationships? They probably realize it's an abusive relationship, but they don't know how to get out. Do you have any words of advice?
Yes, know your worth. That's one. Know who you are. Know what you want. And if it's not working, then get up and leave.
And don't feel bad for wanting something good for you. Because sometimes you may be in a relationship with somebody and they'll make you feel bad. If you're saying, well, this is not working, so I think that I need to do this. And they may say, oh, you act like
you're better than
you are. Like my husband told me I should live in a trailer park and save my money. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not living in a trailer park. And so he says that I'm acting like I'm rich. I'm not rich. I don't want to live in a trailer park. I will never live in a trailer park.
Like, if you, no, don't say you will never.
I will never live in a trailer park.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, awesome.
By the help of God, I will never live in a trailer park.
Awesome. So, are these your closing remarks, or do you guys have any closing remarks?
I just want to tell somebody out there that, as Miss Ked said, know your worth. Don't settle for less. Set some standards and some boundaries, because that's one of my mistakes. I had no standards. I didn't have any boundaries. And so, if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. So you need to have your standards and you need to have your boundaries and you need to make them known from the outset. Let people know what you're about. Don't walk with your head down. Walk with your head high. Let people look up to you. Yeah, let them understand what you are about.
Yeah, so Miss K said it all. She's very passionate about this topic.
Right. Look like we need a part two with just Miss K telling us all about her experiences. All right, so guys, to close, let me read something from the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical violence, intimate partner contact sexual violence, and or intimate partner stalking with impacts such as injury, fearfulness, post-traumatic stress disorder, use of victim services, contraction of sexual transmitted diseases, etc. If you are being abused by your partner, know there is nothing you have done or doing to cause the abuse. For anonymous confidential help 24/7, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or 1-800-787-3224. Thank you, Miss K and Keds, for coming on. It's always a pleasure speaking with you guys.
You're thank welcome. You, Miss Coco, thank you for having us.
And thank you guys for joining us for yet another episode of Coco Noir. Don't forget to share this episode with your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, and your friends down the road. Let everybody know about us. And don't forget to follow our Instagram at Coco Noir Podcast. All right, y'all. Until next week, thanks for listening.